Glass eels are a juvenile species of the American eel, about as long as your pinky, and called glass because of their translucent skin. Every year, they swim up the East Coast, working their way through rivers and tributaries. In recent years, worldwide shortages have prompted a glass gold rush. The eels can sell for up to $800 a pound, and there have been efforts to list the species as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. Currently, only two Atlantic Coast states allow glass eel fishing, Maine and South Carolina. Kate Taylor is with the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. That's an interstate compact put in place to manage migratory fish stocks. They're considering modifying an interstate ban that's been in place since 1999.
So this addendum that is under consideration and will be going out for public comment includes a number of options, including the ability for states to potentially open up their glass eel fisheries.
The Connecticut bill would eliminate a $250 fine for taking glass eels from state waters and require the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection to adopt regulations for glass eel fishing by June 2016. The governor's spokesperson says Malloy will review the bill once it reaches his desk. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.